So the real title of this year, as I was intending to give, is Seder Ibur. This year, we all know that it's a Shana Me'uberes, a leap year in Ibriyar, as the saying goes. So I want to speak about the inyan of a Shana Me'uberes. What's the inyan in Chazal, not in Halacha, but in Hashkafa, of adding an other? Why is it called a Shana Me'uberes? What's the idea of a language of a pregnant year? Why is the year called pregnant? Call it a leap year. In English we have terms for it. What's the concept of an Ibrahim or Shana Me'uberes? And Chazal speak extensively, because the Lazar and other places, Gemara speaks about Seid HaIbur, the secret of the Ibur, which in Gemara and in Midrashim seems to take on very complicated meanings, and we're not going to deal with all of them, whether it's the kvutza of people that are established in order to be Ma'abar the Shana, or it's the process of being Ma'abar the Shana, or it's the inyan of what the Ibur Shana means. There's clearly an idea that permeates throughout Chazal of the concept of again, a Shana Me'uberes, a pregnant year. So I want to be mavar exactly what that is. And on top of exactly, I want to be mavar a bit of what we can understand from that concept. And secondly, we know that this past Shabbos, we started the tekufa that is traditionally known as Shovavim. Right? The tekufa of the Parshios of Yetzias Mitzrayim is referred to classically as Shovavim from the Rosh Tevos of all the Parshios. The Mesorah is that in a Shana Me'uberes there's an extension of Shovavim. That Shovavim is called Shovavim Tat. And you extend the period, that unique period of tshuva that is mesugal for this period of shevavim, extends to truma and tzitzaveh as well. And so they call it shevavim tat. So one inyan I want to explore a little bit is the inyan of Shana Me'uberes. And then secondly, when we come to an understanding by Hashem a little bit of what a Shana Me'uberes is, understand exactly why in the mesorah of shevavim there's an addition of truma and tzitzaveh, the binyan based on mikdash v'kelov. Why that is appropriate as a function of the fact that it is a Shana Me'uberes. Aside from the fact that maybe we just have more time now, and so we can hop right in a couple more weeks of Tshuva. What's exactly the inyan of adding Tshuva and Tetzaveh, the parshas of Binyan Beis HaMikdash, into this period of Tshuva, because it's a Shana Me'uberes. And I hope to do all of that in about 35, 40 minutes. We'll see how it goes. Anyone from my shul knows what that means. This will be at least here for 2 hours. The place to start is the Rambam. The Rambam in the Sefer Mitzvot and the Rambam in the Yad brings two different makaris for the concept of being ma'aber the Shana. The Rambam in the Yad in Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh in the fourth parak starts by talking about the fact that there's an inyan of a Shana Me'uberes, and brings the makar that many of us are familiar with, which is Chodesh Ha'aviv, which is that Pesach has to be in the spring, and since the Tekufas Halavana, the lunar cycle, which we count our months by, and the solar cycle, which determines the seasons, since those two cycles are off by a period of time, so if we don't have some way of reconciling the two calendars, the lunar calendar and the solar calendar, so Pesach will not remain in the spring. And since the Pasuk says the Pesach has to be in the spring, so we have to have a Chodesh, we have to have a leap year. Why do we do a leap year in Adar? So the Mishmos over there, the Rambam speaks about it, and the Mefarshim speak about it, the Gemara speaks about it, because that seems to be the most appropriate time. The Rambam gives three reasons that motivate a declaration of a Shana Me'uberes. One of them is spring, the other is the crop. I'm not going to go into the halacha, it's a very fascinating sugi and halacha in and of itself. But since all of those things become most apparent if you wait till the very end, right before spring, right before Pesach, in order to clarify, do we need a Shana Me'uberes or not, then we're also making the choice of an extra month. In the Sefer Mitzvot, in Mitzvot HaSei Kuf Nun Gimel, the Rambam brings a different makar for being ma'abed the Shana. At the end of the halach, it's a very long piece. I'm not going to go through the whole piece. There's a very interesting Ramban that argues on the Rambam and a Lev Tov, that Lev Sameach, that's Miyash of the Rambam, for the Kash of the Ramban. But the Rambam says over here, Amit Shakuf and Gimel, Hushi Tzivani Yisparach Lekadesh Chadashim Ulechashiv Chadashim Vishanim. Right? To be Mekadesh Chadashim, which is the Mitzvah Kiddush Shechadesh, Ulechashiv Chadashim Vishanim. And also to calculate months and years. Vizui Mitzvah Kiddush HaChadesh, Rami Sa'al HaChadesh HaZalachem, Reish Chadashim. And if you go through the Rambam, it's clear that the Rambam, and all the Mepharshim understand, the Rambam is including in the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh two mitzvahs. It was called in the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh, Chodesh Zalachem, Reish Chodashim, is the mitzvah of Kal Yisrael being Mekadosh HaChodesh, which we all understand, that's the first mitzvah. And the Torah Rashi says at the beginning of Reishos, v'chulei v'chulei v'chulei, and all the Torah has spoken about that. And additionally, there is the mitzvah of being Mechashev Chodashim V'shanim, which is to be Ma'abra the Chodesh. In order to keep the calendar fixed, you have to be Mechashev Chodashim V'shanim, and therefore there's a mitzvah included in the mitzvah of Chodesh Zalchem, Reish Chodashim. There's a mitzvah to be Miyashev the calendar and be Mechashev Chodashim V'shanim, and to have a Chodesh HaIbor as well. Where does Ram get it? So many Mepharshim speak out that the makar of the Rambam is that the Rambam had a problem with the Psukim. Vav says, HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Reish Chodashim. Right, that's fine. Rishayin Hu Lachem L'Chodshei Hashana. The first for the Chodshei Hashana, the months of the year. Now there's a fundamental problem with that Pasuk. And that is as follows. We know that the cycle which determines months and the cycle which determines years are two completely independent cycles. Meaning, the fact that 12 months make up a year is purely a matter of convenience for our calendar. 12 months don't make up, per se, a year, because 12 months don't equal a year. Not in secular calendar, not in lunar calendar, right? 12 months don't equal a year, right? The process of the lunar month is off, right? That's why we have a whole Chodesh HaIbor. So what is the Pasuk talking about? Rishon Lachem L'Chodshei Hashana, the months of the year. There are no Chodshei Hashana. Means if you're just being Mekadesh Chodashim, so be Mekadesh the Chodesh. If you're talking about years, so talk about years. But the seeming inference that there has to be a connecting of Chodshei Hashana, of months of the year, the Rambam understood, implies that there has to be a reconciliation of the lunar calendar and the solar calendar. And that's the makar, that's the Rambam's makar, seemingly over here in the Sefer Mitzvahs. Again, I'm not going to go through the whole, there's a whole lumbus to understand exactly what the Rambam means and why he brings this pasuk over here and different pasuk in the Yad and so on and so forth. That's not for now. But the idea is that the Rambam seems to understand that that pasuk, Rishon Lechem L'Chodshei Hashana, seems to imply that there's some type of synergy between the Chodashim and the Shanim, which implies that there has to be some kind of reconciliation, which teaches us Chodesh HaIbor. There's a picture of leather, which I'll start now and I'll finish. I didn't have the, I had to download a text of an original Pirkei Avos text I could find from my bar line. CD-ROM was invisible, disappeared last night. But I'll just read it from inside another sefer. The Pirkei Avos says a fascinating lashon about the idea, just the beginnings of the idea of that there's something at play over here with the concept of Ibor. Aside from the fact that Pashat Nalashon, it should bother us why a leap year is called a Shana Mu'uberes. Again, that's Pashat. Right. So the Pirkei Avos in the 8th Perek, at the very beginning of the 8th Perek, says as follows, V'esrim v'shmoina be'el nivru chama levana. On the 28th day of Elul, so Kadosh Baruch Hu created the chama levana, and I'm skipping pieces, u'machzerus v'iburin, Hayu with Meir Kadosh Baruch Hu. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu had, thanks, oh, go through a bunch. Kadosh Baruch Hu had in front of him all of the cheshbonos for the month and the iburim and how to be ma'aber the shana. V'hayu ma'aber the shana. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu was ma'aber the shana. V'achar kach moser la'adam harishon began Eden. And he gave over this ibur hashana to Adam Harishon began Eden. Adam Masar leChanoich v'nichnas b'soid ha'ibur. Adam gave over this concept to Chanoich, and he entered into soid ha'ibur, the secret of the. He now is part of the soid ha'ibur, the secret of the ibur. V'Chanoich Masar leNayach soid ha'ibur v'ibur etashana, and Nayach and Chanoich passed it on to Nayach, and now he was in soid ha'ibur. He was part of the soid ha'ibur, and he was ma'abed hashana. Avraham Masar v'Yitzchak v'nichnas b'sayda ibor. Yitzchak Masar v'Yakov v'nichnas b'sayda ibor. Yaakov Masar v'Yosef v'nichnas b'sayda ibor v'ibor as Hashanah b'Mitzrayim. That's the first half of the eighth parak, first part of the eighth parak of Pirkei Avos. So we're clearly not talking over here about the calculation of the Chodesh HaIbor. Meaning we're not talking here about any school child knows how to be ma'aber the chodesh, how to be ma'aber the shana. It means it's seven times in every 19 years, and there's chesbonos, and then we can go through the Rambam and Shlid Riki and figure out all the chesbonos and so on and so forth. And it's a relatively easy calculation. We're not talking here that Kodesh Baruch Hu is passing on to Adam Arishan and to Chanoich and to Noach and to Avram and Yitzchak and Yaakov the technicalities of the calculation. Right? There's something going on over here that was passed on. Right, nichnas l'sayda ibor. They became part of. They were entered into the sayda ibor, and they passed it on through to Yosef in Mitzrayim. And in Mitzrayim, Yosef was ma'abed Hashem. So what's the idea? So let's start by Zin Pasha. There, we know that there's a very clear distinction between the two ma'arachos, the two systems that determine the solar calendar and the lunar calendar. The sun and the moon function visibly in very distinctly different ways, right? I oftentimes say that the Rav Moshe Shapiro once said that it's poshut like this. The concept of istakel b'raisa bar alma, that a Kodesh Baruch Hu looked into the Bria and created the world, right? So it's used in all kinds of different forms. It's looked in the Torah, and created the world, Sakal Baraisa Bara Alma, that what that means is that what we see in the world around us is an exact replica of what's contained in Torah. I mean, the Sakal Baraisa Bara Alma is that the world around us, everything that exists in the Bria, is an exact replica of what exists in Torah. It's just that Torah speaks a particular language, and creation, Teva, Bria, speaks another language. There's a language called the language of nature, the language of history, the language of world events. That's a Torah the same way that Torah is a Torah. And it speaks the exact same messages, it's just we have to read it differently. Because we have to know how to interpret the language, so we have to know how to read Torah and interpret the language of Torah. So we have to be able to read the Bria and interpret the language of the Bria. So when we see something, the dogma, a simple dogma, right, which everyone will appreciate or understand, that it's kind of hard now, it's winter, it's cloudy, but if you walk outside on a beautiful, clear day, at the end of the day, you can see a beautiful earth spin. What's the with gorgeous colors in the sky and everything? Beautiful earth spin. What am I talking about? What's an earth spin? When the sky gets pink or orange and beautiful colors in the sky, it's a sunset, right? Now we're all mature individuals. We know the sun doesn't set. Right? The sun doesn't set. The earth spins, and so we have a perception that the sun sets. But the sun's not setting. We all call it a sunset. We're all intellectually educated individuals, right? We've all learned enough of science to know that the earth is spinning and the sun's not setting, but yet we all use the term sunset. Why? Because we're created in such a manner to demonstrate to us that the sun, that we perceive that the sun is setting in front of us, and not that we're spinning. What's not the mean between whether the sun's setting or we're spinning? Centrality. Meaning if the sun's setting, we're the center, the sun's setting around us. If we're spinning, the sun's not moving, so to speak, right? So we're not the center. So what's the Torah Shabba? The Torah Shabba is, right? Chayev Adam Loimar Bishvi Linivra Olam. The person is the center of the world, right? The beginning of the Mesillas Yesharim in the first parak, that a person has to know that the entire Bria rests on our shoulders. Every single person has to understand that if a person is mala himself in Kedusha, so he raises up the entire Bria with him. And if a person, Rachmana L'tzal, Chas V'Shalom, allows himself to disintegrate spiritually, right? A person allows himself to be lowered spiritually, so he's married himself and the entire Bria with him. What's the idea? We are the center of the Bria. I, technically, astronomically, we're not the center of the Bria, Menishkin of Kamina. We're created in such a way that what we see says to us that the sun sets. That's the Torah of the Bria. So, similarly, we're created in such a way where we see two very distinct ma'arachas, a system called the solar system and a system called the lunar system, and they're entirely different. The solar system, everything remains exactly the same. It means the sun appears exactly the same every day of the year. It's the same, it's right, it's the same size, it's the same, relatively the same. We might move back and forth a little bit, so it changes the weather a little bit, but fundamentally, the system of the solar system is a system of repetition, of regularity, of predictability. What you saw yesterday, you're going to see again today. And the language of Shana, Chazal say, is the language of year, right, which is the solar system, is the language of Shinun. Shinun is repetition, right? Because the essence of the Shana is, it repeats itself. The essence of the cycle of the sun is that there's a regularity, there's an expectation to it. It goes the same thing every single day. It's repetition, it's natural. It's a process that we can expect and predict every single day. Chazal understand the Shana is not used in that way. I'm not going to get to that point and reconcile exactly the Nafimina, but we can talk about it afterwards. The Chazarover, right, exactly. You see many times. How to reconcile Shinui to that is there's an idea to it also, but I'm just not going to get into it right now.
President Day.
Ma she'ein ken chodesh is the language of chodesh. Because we understand, right, this we've all heard before, we understand that the process of the cycle of the moon is an entirely different process. It's a process where every day is a new day. Every day there's a chiddush in the size of the sun, the size of the moon. The moon gets larger, it reaches its apex, it goes back down again, it disappears completely again, and then there's a, what do we call it when the moon reappears again? The molad, right? The molad is the reappearance. The Gemara says that there's 24 hours in the day, where there's 24 hours where the moon disappears completely. It's not visible at all. And then there's a molad where the moon reappears again and is mechadish itself again and goes back again to its, and re-ascends to its brightness. Right? And then that's all the tefillos that we say by Kiddush HaChodesh, right? By Kiddush Levana are all about the tefillah that we hope that moon, which gets bigger and bigger and bigger, continues to get bigger. And that's why there's a mo'ed called Rosh Chodesh, which is the beginning of Mo'ed Malashim Ya'ad, destination, right? A Mo'ed called Rosh Chodesh, and the Mo'adim take place on the 15th of the month, which is the destination point of where the moon's ascending to, that we hope that the moon ascends to that level and then continues to ascend brighter. But fundamentally, the cycle of the moon is a cycle called Chodesh, called Chidush, called newness, change, different, everything. We don't know exactly what's going on. We know because we've experienced it somewhat, but essentially every day the moon's going to be a davar chadash. Every day the moon's going to be a new size, a new look, a new perspective. Masha'enken, the shinun, the cycle of the sun. That's the idea, by the way, that the moon appears at night. The moon appears when things are hidden. The moon, the cycle of the moon, is seemingly a more mysterious cycle. A cycle of chiddush, a cycle of hifchadshus, a cycle of difference that appears at night. It's hidden. It's when things aren't clear. The sun is a clarity, right? We all know, right? That in the night, things are less clear. There's a lack of being able to see things in front of you. That creates a lack of clarity. That creates, right? V'chule, v'chule, v'chule. So the Chodesh HaIbur is the process of being Ma'aber Hashana is a process of taking two entirely independent cycles, entirely independent systems, and reconciling them and linking them together and synergizing them so that they harmonize and come to the same point at the same time. It's taking a cycle of regularity. Normal, regular, expected, things seem to follow exactly as we expected, and the cycle of Yitzchadshus and bringing them together so that they meet at one point. Oh, so that's Pasha, right? That's obvious. Now, what's one step deeper? So we're all familiar, I think conceptually, if not inside, the Mchal and Das Tfunos. It says it in many places. I just picked one paragraph in the dialogue. This is Mem Dalad. Amar Seichel of Almaisa Mechiach Shai Yichud Hu Ha'Omid Lizgalus. There's something called Yichudai, right? God's essence, so to speak, Rosh Hashanah's essence, which is Omid Lizgalus. Kenach the Roim of Tachos at Adim Shevanu Lamal Kfar. We spoke about already. Ashayim of Tichon Shakarish Baruch Hu Yigalus Yisrael Akoparim Afilu Blay Schos. There's something called a Hanhaga in the Bria called Hanhagas HaYichud. that is moving towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu's the revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Yichud, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's singularity, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's oneness. This concept of Hanhagas HaYichud is a different system than the system that we see in play in our world on a day, in our world on a day-to-day basis. Right? And if Baruch Hu's Ratzon was to stick simply with the process of Schar and Einish and Bechira, right, which is fundamentally what we live with day to day, right? The world simply works from B'nai B'chira, right? The world is only a closed scientific system, so to speak, a closed chemical system where there's an equal and opposite reaction for every action, and we make decisions, we have B'chira, we have then there are repercussions, Schar V'Einish, to our actions, so on and so forth. Liya Tzadikim Ha'Rishayim Kirtzayim V'Tamid Yiyah Tayvot Tzadikim Ha'Rishayim Rishayim, and everything would be simple, it would be Tayvot Tzadikim Ha'Rishayim Rishayim, because there's Schar V'Einish and everything works out, balance is fine. Hayatzar Shazeh Yiyah Tamid V'lo Yelo Hefsek. There would be no end to that. There would have to be, it's just continued on forever, there would be no end to that. Right, that it would mean that a Kodesh Baruch Hu wants to stick with what's called Midas HaMishpat, right, which is what the Ramchal calls in many places Hanhagas HaMishpat, as opposed to Hanhagas HaYichud, right, right, that would be the way everything would stay. But we know that that's not the case. Right, what's Ramchal saying? Ramchal saying that there's two fundamental cycles, two fundamental processes at work in the way in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu relates to the world. Right, in the process through which HaKadosh Baruch Hu interacts or interfaces with the world, there are two independent processes which seem to work completely independent, completely separate one from the other. In Das Tzunas Beis, he says in the end of Eis Gimel. Seems to say a very similar idea. Hine mishematzik hanhaga haikaris. A person who understands or appreciates hanhaga haikaris, the central hanhaga, hine yasik bavade gam hanhaga gluya niris. Right, if you understand Hanhaga Ikaris, which is Hanhagas HaYichud, he seems to be saying, which he calls Hanhagas HaEmes in Das Tzunas Beis. Right, Matzik Hanhagas HaYikaris, a person who understands Hanhagas HaYichud, that the essential, fundamental Hanhaga for which HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, right, which is the ultimate, his galus of Yichud HaYisparach, right, Hine Yatzik Bavada Gam Hanhaga Gluya Haniris. He will also be able to understand the Hanhaga HaGluya Haniris, the more revealed one. The Yavin Echdim Shachas Minai Karas. And you'll see, be able to understand some semblance of the connection. Alkenai Karas, he kolelish the Hanhagas. Right, it encompasses these two Hanhagas. Achamaisa Hanagula Eno Modia Ela Atzmo. You don't see that these things have any relationship with one another. There is, he says, a connection between the two, but we can't see what that connection is. V'loi Amachshava Manhegas Hasa. Right, and you can't think about it. Okay, Hatayra Gamkein he kailel shnei hanhagos. The Torah also speaks about these two hanhagos. Ulahavim ba'atma darka hamiti hutzuch hatayish ba'peh hanitznus yisrael levad sheipirish hatayish shebichsav lefi bechinas hanhaga ikaris. Right, the Torah is the revelation of these two hanhagos. The Torah opens the door to understand how these two hanhagos work. So what's going on? What's the idea of these two hanhagos? So what's Hanhagas HaYichud, what's Hanhagas HaMishpat? Right? So again, we could go through basically the whole first about 50 simonim in Das Tzunas, and which is basically where he deals with this very explicitly. Hanhagas HaMishpat means, like we said, that there's reward and punishment. It means everything works on a very simple scale. What I do has a reaction. I do something good, I get something bad, I get banish. I have Bechira, which means I'm allowed to sit in that Shikur. I'm allowed to sit right in the middle of those two options, like as Duster says, that Bechira only exists in a place where I have absolute ability to choose. I have no internal, like, unlike, right, this is as an aside, there's a beautiful, like, the idea of Bechira, right, is fundamentally different than anything that exists in natural sciences. The idea that Bechira exists only when I have no pull whatsoever to one direction or another. No impulse, no compulsion that leads me in this direction. When I make a Bechira to do something, the only reason for making that decision is my own personal decision. Right? That's what Bechira is. And so therefore, I'm solely responsible for it. Right, anything, right, Rav Dessen Kutcher Bechira, right, anything that I lean towards because I've been influenced by my upbringing, by my society, by anything else around me, that by definition makes me less culpable halachically, right, in terms of Tzchai Ba'yish. If I grow up being Shomer Shabbos, and I've never seen anything other than Shomer Shabbos, and I never have a Havni, it's never introduced to me the possibility of not being Shomer Shabbos, Rav Dessner seems to imply it almost as explicitly, and so the other people say that explicitly, that minimizes the schar I get for Shomer Shabbos. Because I'm really not making a full-fledged Bechira to be Shomer Shabbos. Because the two options are not equal by me. Right? Now, are there other things for which I will get schar? Of course. Like, right? Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't keep schar from anyone. But Bechira exists at that place of absolute and total equality where I'm not pulled in any direction at all. Right? That's Hanhagas HaMishpat. Hanhagas HaMishpat is the Hanhaga that we live in. Right? Every day of our lives, there's Chayav Ha'Einish, there's Bechira, v'chulei, v'chulei, v'chulei. But there's another Hanhaga that works that's at play underneath, so to speak, behind the scenes, underneath the system, and is going on at the exact same time. It's just we don't see it. Right? It's just that we don't see it. And that's called Hanhaga Sayichud, which is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is outside of the total score of Schar Ba'Einish in the Bria. HaKadosh Baruch Hu moves the Bria towards its ultimate Geula, towards its ultimate finality, which will come regardless of anything that happens. Regardless of any behavior, regardless of what we do, regardless of any Bechiras, ultimately the world will come to its final resolution, and that hanhaga that's been going on all the way through all of the generations that you never really saw, you only saw hints of it and allusions to it, that the Kadosh Baruch Hu was pushing the Bria towards that ultimate point. That ultimate revelation, that's the gilui of hanhaga sayichud. Now, kind of, meaning, to a certain extent, you can. The Hanhagas Yichud is not rachamim; it also is a din. Because at times Hanhagas Yichud will make things happen. Is underlying the din of Hanhagas Yichud is an underlying rachamim that Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to regale himself to his creation. So yes, but it would be a misnomer to simply call it rachamim because at times you'll see things which. So Rav Moshe Shapiro once were chaperoning Rav Moshe about how you know what's going on. It means when you look at something in the world, how do you know if it's Hanhagas HaYichud or Hanhagas HaMishpat at play? Or can you understand? Because again, the two systems are working at the same time. It's just you can't, Hanhagas HaMishpat you can see, Hanhagas HaYichud you can't see. So he wasn't going to answer the question, right? But the implication is that when things happen in the world that move the entire Bria in a particular direction, right, that move the world in an inexorable direction, right, that's a gilui on some level of Hanhagas HaYichud. When things happen which are global in nature, which are way outside of the scope of Schar and Einish, right, way outside of the normal, you can't cheshbon this in Schar V'Einish, if it doesn't make any sense, right, then you're scratching on Hanhagas HaYichud. So we see that the nature of the Bria is in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's is Yachsus, in the Kadosh Baruch Hu's Hanhagas of the Bria, is that these two systems exist simultaneously, and it's only at certain points that you can see hints of that system which is working outside of a system of normality and regularity, right, and what's expected. Outside of that system, you can see glimpses of that which is normally hidden. But it's moving us towards a point when ultimately those two systems will synergize together and express themselves completely. That is an ibor. That is a pregnancy. What is a pregnancy? A pregnancy is when you have two completely separate systems, one existing inside the other. You see hints of its existence, but you don't see it. And it continues to exist and continues to until the right time when ultimately that separate system, that independent system which was hidden inside, becomes expressed and you see the ultimate culmination of everything that went on. This is the Ibor of the Shana. The Ibor of the Shana is that there's two systems which are working separately one from the other, which have to harmonize, which have to come out to an ultimate expression, which have to become this gala through that ultimate Leda. The Leda Talavana, the Leda of the Gilui of Anhagat HaYichud, right, that birth comes forth when the Kodesh Baruch Hu chooses to be Megala, when the Kodesh Baruch Hu chooses to reveal and chooses to redeem. That's the Gilui of Anhagat HaYichud, and that's on just the level we are right now, just a very basic understanding. That's the Chodesh HaMe'uberes. The Chodesh HaMe'uberes is understanding how HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what was the Soid HaIbor that was passed on to Adam HaRishon, to Noach, to Chamesh, to Noach, to Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov. Soid HaIbor, calculating the months. Soid HaIbor is understanding that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's interaction with the world, his Anhagas, being Manig the Bria, works in such a way that there's a whole system that we're not going to see. There's a whole system going on that we're not going to understand. And the tachlis of the geula is, right, and one can offer that perhaps this is why the Rambam understands that even though this is not mefurish in halacha gluya, in the Yadach Hazaka, when the Rambam says, what's the makar for Shana Me'uberes, the Rambam says, it's Chodesh Av, right, because Pesach has to come in spring. But in the Shorshei HaMitzvah, in the Tayyid Mitzvahs, what's the makar of the Chodesh HaIbor? What's the makar of being Ma'adra the Shana? HaChodesh Nelechem, the first mitzvah, the Gilui of Mitzrayim, the Geula from Mitzrayim, that the Sharashim of Chodesh HaIbor, the Sharashim of the Leda HaGilui of Hanhagas HaYichud, the Leda, the birth of that Geula, that starts there. That's the beginning expression of the concept. Yeah.
You mentioned that every month the new mitzvah was born. How does the birth, and every month birth, fit in with this?
Because inherent in every leda is the potential for it to come to fruition. That's the meled, that's the so to speak, right? That's the leda of the potential for the geula. Every Rosh Chodesh, the Beis Yosef on the tour brings the halacha. I didn't see it inside, but I heard it quoted. Brings the halacha that it's also derived to fast on Rosh Chodesh. It's also derived to the fast on Rosh Chodesh. Why? Because it's a mayad. Right? You can't be mis'ana the entire. You can't fast the whole day fast on Rosh Chodesh. Why? Because it's a mayad. Because inside the every Rosh Chodesh, every new mayad is the potential for a geula shleima if it just keeps going. Lamalus pegimas halavana, right? That's what we're spelled for in Kishlevana. Oh. Okay, so we got this far. One more step. So what's the connection between Ashana Mu'uberes, Achidish HaIbor, and the Beis HaMikdash, and Shev Intat? Why is this period of time Mesugol that now we have to add on Truman Tetzaveh into this Tekufa of Tshuva? It's a pasuk that we're all familiar with, which is the pasuk which speaks somewhat explicitly about Midas, of Kadosh Baruch Hu's Midas. L'cho Hashem ha'gdula v'ha'gvura v'ha'tiferet v'ha'netzach v'ha'hoid ki chol b'shamayim v'aretz. Right? So Chazal say, that pasuk is an allusion to the midos, so the spheros tachtainos, the lower spheros, right? The midos of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. L'cho Hashem, you are hagdula. Gedula is chesed. Gvura is din. Right? Tiferes. Netzach hoid. Right? Va'netzach v'ahoid. Ki chol v'ashamayim v'aretz. Right? Says the Medrash, like, ki chol is gematria yisoid. And yisoid is that lowest level midah. Right? The Medrash Rabbah, which I couldn't find inside, I had a source, but the Medrash Rabbah says this pasuk is a giloy of the binyan beis hamikdash. You understand the brachy of pasuk that this pasuk, the Medrash darshan the pasuk that every step of the pasuk is alluding to a different piece of the building of the beis hamikdash. Kichol b'shamayim of aret, everything. Right? Is midas yisoid? That's the totality of the Beis HaMikdash. The totality of the concept of the Beis HaMikdash, that's expressed in the language of Kichol b'shamayim v'aretz. Kichol, everything, because everything, that's midas yisoid. Right? That's midas yisoid, that's the bottom level, that's the bottom of the system, right? What's yisoid? Yisoid is the ability, Kichol b'shamayim v'aretz. What's yisoid? Yisoid is the midah that's mechaber, right, in the system of the spheros, right, without getting into something I have no business talking about because I don't understand well, but just pasha, right, in the system of the spheros, the midah of yisod, the sphere of yisod, is the sphere which is mechaber, that which is outside of the world, into this world. All the other spheros exist outside, so to speak, outside of the physicality of this world. Yisod is the beginning of the connection. Kichol b'shamayim uva'aretz. Right? Yisod is shamayim and aretz. It's the first time where now there's a hisgalus of a Kodesh Baruch Hu's midah in, right, not l'malam min ha'teva, but in the teva itself. That's why a tzaddik, that's the pasuk, ki tzaddik yisod olam. What's a tzaddik? A tzaddik is the ability to be mechaber the olam hagashmi to the olam haruchni. That is ultimately, right, the tzidkus, the bechinas tzaddik that we strive towards. Right, we understand that everything we're created with, right, we're created in a physical body with a neshama. The goal is to be mechaber everything that I see around me in the bria to its sheirash ruchni. Right, to be megala that within each davar gashmi, within each ares, is the bechinas shamayim. That's right. Yosef. Hatzadik Yosef, the embodiment of this midah of tzaddik, right? Yosef was the personality who went into the farthest into the Elim HaGashmi in order to be mesakin a makom for ruchnius, right? Yosef was the bechina, right? I spoke about this on Chanuk and Shul. That Yosef is the individual, the entity that has to venture forth from the home, so to speak. Right, by Beis Yaakov Eish, Beis Yosef Lahava, Ubeis Esav Lakash. What does it mean? Beis Yaakov is Eish. Beis Yosef is a Lahava, Ubeis Esav Lakash. Now, what's the relationship? Yaakov is the source of the fire, but the fire itself sits here. How does the fire destroy the kash out there? Right, because it has to have a spark, which extends itself beyond that place. That interfaces with the gashmias of the kash to destroy the kash. That was Yosef. It's Yosef Lahava. Right? We spoke about Hanukkah, that's the Indian of Karen Hashar, in the Medrash that everyone knows in the beginning of Bereshit, Kisul Lechamal Karen Hashar, Shein Lechem Chelik Elokei Yisrael, the Golos Yavon, right, was Kisul Lechem Karen Hashar, Yosef is called Hashar, right, that's what Hashar uses, his horns to interact with the world around him. Yosef is that makum of Chibor. Tzadik Yisod Olam, Yosef HaTzadik. Where was Yosef's Iker Nisayon in life? Was in, without getting too much into detail about this, was in what's called in the Kabbalistic language of Yisod, right? Yisod is the sexuality, the beginning of sexuality, right? Yosef's Nisayon was in Yisod. We make it's in the Makom of Yisod that we make Brit, which is the Chibur of the Dover that's the most Gat Megusham. To a Kaddish Baruch Hu, which is the most Kiryakol, the most Imegusham, right? Yisod is that place of Chibur, that place of connection, that place of the beginning of that makom of interface between two seemingly disparate, two seemingly disengaged systems. Shamayim and Aretz are fundamentally contradictory. They're inherently unconnected. Yisod is the makom of connection, is the makom of chibur. Right? That's the tzaddik, is the individual who brings that shamayim into Aretz. That's kichol b'shamayim of Aretz. Yosef is the chibur between these two systems. Yosef is the chibur between the avos and the shvatim. Right? Yosef is the makom that's mechaber. Yosef is, in one aspect, an av, and in one aspect, a shevet. Mm-hmm. On the one hand, Yosef was roi haya, right? Lo hayli yud bei shvatim. On the other hand, Yosef is kol into the shvatim. Yosef is, right, tiena l'roish Yosef, ulekatei nazir echov. Yosef is the other nazir, right, it's over there. But Yosef is the nazir, the nazir, the keser of all of the shvatim. Right? In the svarim, in the chidush svarim, they're medame the ovos to the shemesh, and the shvatim to the areach. In fact, the Medrash says, when Yosef has the dream, and he tells over to Yaakov and his brothers that he sees, right, the Shemesh bowing down to the Kechavim, to right, the Shemesh and the Kechavim bowing down to his Kechav. So the Medrash says, Yaakov said to the Vaishnav, Mi Gilalai, who revealed to him? Shishmi Shemesh. It's the lesson of the Medrash. Who revealed to Yosef that my name is Shemesh? Because again, the Avos are, right, we know that Avos, right, Avos always mean Mashpia. Avos always means it's something that creates something else. The essence of an Av is, right? B'chlal v'yesh lo tazos, right? By definition, the essence of an av is that it produces something, it creates something, right? That's avos nezikin, that's avos malacha, right? As an aside, that's also pirkei avos. Right? It's mylid something, it's mashpia, it creates something else. That's shemesh. Masha'in came the shvatim, which is the shemesh of Kal Yisrael, which is Kal Yisrael daimel levana. Right? The shvatim were the makabim. Yosef is a mashpia and a mekabel. Right? He's a shevet and he's an av. The tour. The tour writes, the beginning of Hilchas, in Hilchas Rosh HaChodesh, the tour writes that each of the Yom Tovim are Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot are keneged each of the avos, and each Chodesh is keneged one of the Shvatim. Right? Yosef is keneged Adar. Adar is a month that is one, and a month that can be two. Yosef is a shevet, or bebechinas av shebo, he's an av. He splits into two, and he's a Ephraim and Menashe. Right? The essence of Yosef as Adar is that Yosef is the makom of the hisgalos, of that bridge between Ovos and Shvatim, right? That is b'china achas. When life is normal, he's a shevet. And when there's a higher level gilui being expressed, he's an av. And Adar is sometimes 1 month and sometimes 2 months. What is that makom? What is the thing that embodies the entity, the binyan that embodies that chibur of shamayim v'aretz, that embodies that connection between the natural world and the supernatural, if I could use the English language, which English words is a bad language to use, right? It doesn't express it right. But the natural is supernatural. That's the Beit HaMikdash. Ki chol v'shamayim v'aretz is melamed on the Beit HaMikdash, because the Beit HaMikdash is the place wherein everything comes together. Rav Tzadik says a beautiful thing. Rav Tzadik in Tzitzchus HaTzadik says a beautiful thing. He says, in everything in life, we're just about done. In everything in life, we know the klipa comes before the tree. Everything in fruit, right? Laila before Yom, right? Golus before Geula. Like in everything in life, the klipa comes before the pri. And night comes before day. In all halacha, there's only one place where night doesn't come before day. There's only one place where the system of halacha changes and day comes before night. Where's that? Korbanos and Beis HaMikdash. That korbanos day comes before night. Right? You don't start the korbanos Yom by night, you start the korbanos Yom by day. Why, says Rav Tzaddik? Because the klipa comes before the pri unless you're sitting inside the pri. If you're inside the pri, if you're in the center of the pri, then the pri comes before the klipa. Right? The Beis HaMikdash is the inside of the pri. The Beis HaMikdash is the makom hachibor. Right? That's the place. The base, it's a house hamikdash. That's kodesh. Right? That's the makom, that's the place where everything synergizes. Where everything in Shemayim and everything in earth. Right? As an aside, that's why Adar is the month of Mechias HaMalek. Right? The let me take that back. Let me just make sure I bring everything together before I start. This is the connection between Chedesh HaIbur and Shevim Tat. The extension to the Binyan Beis HaMikdash in a Chedesh HaMuberet is because the Beis HaMikdash is the ultimate place, is the makom in that we perceive the chush, where we can see the hisgalus of a Kadosh Baruch Hu completely. It's the place where we're sitting inside the pri. Because that's the place where these two systems, a system that's completely the Rebbeinu Shel system, and a system that's completely our system, a system that's completely natural, regular, expected, right? Tachas HaShemesh, right? Ein Chodesh Tachas HaShemesh. Right, the world is Ein Chodesh Tachas HaShemesh. The world is a place where not, with the natural world, what we see every day in and day out. Right, that's the day. That's the Shemesh. Right, that's the sun. That's the solar system. Right, Ein Chodesh Tachas HaShemesh. There's nothing Chiddush. Right, there's another system, which is the Kodesh Baruch Hu system, which is the Kodesh Baruch Hu Kodesh Baruch Hu. The makom of chibur of those two systems. The hisgalus of the true Ratzon of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, like the Rav Kahal said, the hisgalus of what a Kodesh Baruch Hu's, in English terminology, Kodesh Baruch Hu's real plan is, that hisgalus is Seid HaIbur. The hisgalus of how a Kodesh Baruch Hu brings to fruition ultimately the ultimate geula. Right, that's Chedesh HaIbur. That's the leida of that vlad, that uber, which is growing inside another system. The makom of that giloy, the place where we see that, the place of that chibur of Shemayim Va'aretz, that's the Beis HaMikdash. Mela, the hashpa of Chedesh HaIbur, the kayach, the potential in a chedesh, in a Shana Meuberes, in order for geula, is nimshach into Tumat Tzaveh, because it's nisgala in it's nisgala, that essence of Chedesh HaIbur is nisgala in the Beis HaMikdash. It's nisgala in the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, that a makom that's completely, it's kulo. The Rebbe writes that the lashon of Adar, right, Chesherim, right, the lashon of Adar is the lashon of Chazal, the Asli Kitain Echad. Kosh Baruch Hu says, make for me a Kitain Achat ve'edar b'seichichem, and I will dwell. The ultimate gilui of a Kaddish Baruch Hu living in the Olam HaGashmi, the gilui of a Kaddish Baruch Hu's Ratzon in our world, that's the Makom HaMikdash. And that's why the ultimate geula, the Mechias HaMolek, is tied into Adar. And Mechias HaMolek can only happen Aydei Mashiach Ben Yosef, the ultimate bittul of a Molek, which is the Kayach HaHepach from the gilui of a Kaddish Baruch Hu, is only Aydei Yosef. Because that's the only place where that can reveal itself. I'll finish with the end of the Pirkei Elazar that we read the beginning of. Meis Yosef Ve'achiv. Right, so the Pirkei Elazar said that a Kodesh Baruch Hu passed on the Seid HaIbur. The Seid HaIbur was passed on. Yaakov Masul Yosef Ve'nichnas the Seid HaIbur Ve'Ibur Es Hashanah Ve'Mitzrayim. Meis Yosef Ve'achiv. V'nismanu ha'iburim miYisrael b'shibud Mitzrayim. Yosef and his brothers died, and they lost the Seid HaIbur. Right? They were withheld from the Seid HaIbur. Kach asidim lima'it b'seif shibud malchus harevius. And similarly, the clarity of Seyit HaIbur, the understanding of what the Seyit HaIbur means, will be nisma'et, right, will be hidden from us, will be restrained from us at the end of Malchus Arvis, ad sheyavei melech ha-mashiach, until Mashiach comes. Kishem shenigla kodesh baruch hu al Moshe ve'al Aaron b'mitzrayim, kachu osid lihigalis aleinu b'soif Malchus Arvis. Just like Kodesh Baruch Hu revealed to Moshe and Aaron, HaChidesh Hazeh Lechem Rishon Hu Lechem L'Chid Shei Hashana, the Seyit HaIbur in Mitzrayim, so also Kodesh Baruch Hu, it's also Lihigalos, B'Seif Malchus Revi, Shenemar, V'Yemer Hashem Al Moshe, V'Yal Aaron Be'eretz Mitzrayim Lemar, HaChidesh Hazeh Lechem, Mahu Lemar, what's the saying? Omer Lehem L'Yisrael, Ad Achshav Etzli Haya Seyit HaIbur. Until this time, the Seyit HaIbur was by me. Mikan Ve'Elech Shelechem Hu La'Aberes Hashana. Mikan Ve'Elech, it's up to you. Right, he gives back to us ultimately. The ultimate gilui, Tishrei, gives back to us the Seyit HaIbur. Right, that's the time we're in right now. The geula, right, Shevivim is the tekufa of geula. Spoke about Nishvul on Shabbos. The Shevivim is the tekufa where that which had no future was given a geula. Klal Yisrael had no future. No leaving Mitzrayim was a place where there was no asid. There was no such thing as leaving Mitzrayim. And Kodesh Baruch Hu gave Klal Yisrael, revealed to Klal Yisrael that there's another Hanhaga, there's another Ma'arechet at play. It doesn't always work by the system of Hanhagat HaMishpat. There's a Leda of a Geula at play. There's a Seyit HaIbur to give over to Moshe and Aaron. Right? The Segula of the Tekufa of Shevivim and Befrat in the Chidesh HaIbur is to be Mamshech the Kayach of Shevivim into Trumat Tzavah. Is to be mamshich the kayach of being megala that everything that happens is an expression of Yad Hashem, and underneath everything that's going on in our lives, with all of the galios and all of the tragedies and all of the crises, there's another ma'arechet at play that's nizgalin chedesh ha'ibur, nizgalin the other sheni edar b'seichichem, right? The kayach to be mevatel ra legamrei, to show the kayach yichud. Right, the gili of Hanhagas HaYichud, which is Ein Oid Milvadei, that everything that existed and all the Ra that existed and all the tragedy and all the crisis and all the Mokhamas was all a gili of Yehuda Yisparach. That Leda, that's the Chodesh HaIbur, that's Seyit HaIbur, to understand the depth of Kodesh Baruch Hu's Hanhagas HaYichud, which we can't see. We can't see the pregnancy. We can see Simanim, but we can't see it. Right? Kodesh Baruch Hu should give us the Kayach that we should be Zeicha to a Tshuva and Shevivim, to a Shevivim Tat and to a Chedesh HaIbur, where the Leda of that Gilo Yehudai comes into fruition, and just as the Medrash, as the Pirkei Avos said, right, Asid Litein, right, the Kodesh Baruch Hu will give us back that Kayach, right, Ad Akshav Etzli Hayah Seyit HaIbur. Kodesh Baruch Hu should give us back the Kayach of the Seyit HaIbur, that we should be Zeicha not just to a Tshuva Shleima, but to Gula Shleima. No, but it's interesting.